These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Tim. I'm 58, a business studies lecturer from Basingstoke.
I'm Margaret. I'm 70 and I'm a retired civil servant from Taunton.
I'm Becky. I'm 24, a membership assistant from Liverpool.
I'm Nick. I'm 46, a company director from Hertfordshire.
And there's my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. If they make it back safely, though, they'll go through to the final chase, the chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Tim. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thanks,
looking
Brad.
Forward to it?
Looking forward, absolutely, Brad.
From Basingstoke?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a business studies lecturer. I teach at the Open University and QA Business School in London.
OK. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I do a bit of football refereeing, something I've done for about the last two decades. Ah. I only do the local youth league. I can't stand the adults anymore, but...
Too much abuse?
Yeah, too much abuse, yes.
Yeah.
Red cards.
Not right, that, is
yes,
it?
No.
Right.
No.
OK, all right. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm looking forward to buying a nice sort of classic car, like an Audi TT, just to... see out my last years before I retire.
An Audi TT?
Yes, yes.
They're tiny.
I know they are, but it's back to my youth, you see, misspent youth.
Right, OK, fair enough. Tim, this is the cash build around. His correct answer is worth £1,000.
Right.
Let's see how much we can build up here, then take to the table. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What's the female equivalent of a stag night called?
Hen night.
Correct. Which great British bake-off judge wrote the 2014 book British Baking?
Pass.
Paul Hollywood. Which Prime Minister implemented the National Minimum Wage Act?
Tony Blair.
Correct. Which ancient invaders of Britain built Watling Street?
The Romans.
Correct. In what film did Dolly Parton play office worker Doralee Rhodes?
9 to 5.
Correct. The computer program Adobe Acrobat is used mainly with files in what format?
PDF.
Correct. Honey Monster Puffs is the new name of what breakfast cereal?
Frosties.
Sugar Puffs. Army of Lovers was a 2005 solo hit for which member of boy band Blue?
Underclue.
Lee Ryan. The Patrouille de France is the French equivalent of what RAF display...
The Red Arrows.
Correct. Who is the only British woman to have won the London Marathon 3 times?
Paula Radcliffe.
Correct. The 3 main sections of an insect's body are the head, abdomen and what?
The abdomen.
Thorax. What type of swimsuit is named after an atoll in the Pacific?
Bikini.
Just out of time, Tim. Although you were right with the bikini, just out of time. But a great start for the team. £7,000. You happy with that?
Thank you very much, yes.
Good stuff. Will that get you an Audi TT?
It'll help.
It will, it
yes,
will.
Yes.
But we could maybe make some more.
Absolutely.
Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the beast, Mark Labette? The nearest he gets to eating vegetables is carrot cake and custard. Or could it be the dark destroyer, Sean Wallace, so unpopular even his boomerang won't come back? Or maybe, though, it's the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner. If only that suit was as sharp as his tongue. Or maybe it could be the governess, Anne Hegarty. You know, she was one of the original Spice Girls. She was the Obergruppenführer Spice. Who do you fancy taking on?
I think Sean, the Dark Destroyer.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
I think I've managed to beat him on the game on Kindle.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, here he is. It is the sharp-suited, sharp-tongued doctor and stand-up comic that is the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, Paul.
This is no longer the app. This is the real thing, Tim.
Oh, I realise that.
And what's more, you are the real thing. You are very, very good. My only crumb of comfort at the moment is that huge gap in your knowledge, which is the amazing solo career of Lee Ryan from Blue.
Never knew that one, no.
Let's put some money on the table, Tim. Okay. You started very well, I have to say, £7,000. And that's where you start 3 steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
Great performance deserves great offers. £2,000.
Thank you very much. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£30,000.
Great offer. Thank you very much, Tim. Have a chat with the team. Nick.
Thank you, team.
Tim, you are an intelligent man. You're more than capable of taking the 30. But if you want to stick with the seven, not a problem with me, but don't take the two. You're too good for that.
Becky.
Just take the seven and get back with us.
Margaret.
Don't go for the two, but if you feel confident, go for the 30.
Yep, thank you very much, team. You are a good player, Tim, there's no question about that. We have two, seven or £30,000. What'll it be?
I'll take the seven, please.
Seven it is. Thank you very much, Chaser.
Sensible, but you are very good, Tim, and you may live to regret that. After all, it's a classic car you want.
Yep. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Tim, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Beurre croûte is the French version of which dish? A, beef stroganoff, B, roast beef, C, beef Wellington. You've put beef Wellington. Yes.
Yes.
En croûte means yes. In pastry, doesn't
pastry,
it?
Pastry, yes.
That's lovely. I love beef Wellington. I love it, Tim.
Yes.
I love yes. Beef Wellington.
Yes.
No, I really do. I love it.
I like beef stroganoff as well.
Do you?
Yes.
But I love beef Wellington. Yes. I know, I really do love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pleased you do.
No, but I do. Oh, that's that then, beef Wellington. That's that sorted. Good. Correct answer is... It is beef Wellington. Chaser has put... Goes also right with beef Wellington. Immediately comes onto the table. Here's next question. Good luck. Which comedian performed stand-up as the country singer Mitzi Goldberg and the nun Sister Mary Immaculate? A, Jenny Eclair, B, Kathy Burke, C, Caroline Ahern. You've put Kathy Burke.
Not sure, Bradley. Not my specialist area. Went down the middle.
Correct answer is? Yeah, it's Caroline Ahern. Staying where you are, Chase has put, should get this. Yep, goes right with Caroline Ahern. Moves to within two, we're four from home. Here's your next question. Which of these is not the name of a place in the UK? A, Hopton, B, Skipton, C, Jumpton. You've put... Jumpton.
C. Yeah.
Do you know where Hopton is?
I guess the West Country.
Do you know where Skipton is?
Yorkshire.
Do you know where Jumpton is?
Is it on Camberwick Green?
Correct answer is... Jumpton is correct. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes right also with Jumpton. Very good.
Yeah, it's the one I hadn't heard of.
Here's your next question. Best-selling author Katie Flynn is most associated with what genre? A, crime thriller, B, romance saga, or C, fantasy sci-fi? You've put... B, romance saga. Have you heard of Katie Flynn?
No, but I haven't heard it in context of crime nor sci-fi.
Who would you say your favourite author is, Tim?
That's very difficult.
Well, it's not. You can easily say it, but I mean, you can say it.
Several. I like historians, so...
Do you?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Correct answer is... Well played, romance saga it is. Katie Flynn is now your favourite author.
Absolutely.
You're two away from home. Chaser has put... Goes right also with the romance
saga. I have never heard of it in my life, which is exactly why I went for romance saga, because you go into any bookshop, there's like a million books by writers you've never heard of in your life.
All right, here's your next question. Which of these London stores opened its doors first? A, Selfridges, B, Harrods, C, Fortnum and Mason. You've put Harrods.
Possibly because the most traditional, probably royal appointment, possibly first. Selfridges, I think, came towards the end of the 19th century. Fortnum Mason, I haven't got a clue.
Correct answer is... It is Fortnum and Mason. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... He should get this. And does move to within one or two from home.
I thought it wasn't Harrods. I thought the whole point of Selfridges and Mr. Selfridge and that TV series was that Selfridges was the first of the big stores of that nature.
Yes.
But I thought Fortnum & Mason's got such an oldie-worldy quality to it.
All right, and lovely it is too. Right, Chase has moved to one behind with two from home. Tim, we're in trouble, mate.
OK.
We're two from home. Good job we didn't go for the 30 grand.
Yep.
Good luck. Here's your question. The Irish setter belongs to which group of dogs? A, gun, B, pastoral, or C, toy? You've put gun. Why did you put gun?
Well, I know it's not toy, so it's either a pastor or a gun. I'm trying to remember how it looks, but I think it's a gun.
You think it's a gun dog? Correct answer is... You're absolutely right, it is a gun dog. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase's foot. Also goes with gun. Right. Here's your next question. Good luck. One more and we're through. Which Spice Girl was the first woman to top the charts as part of a quintet, quartet, duo and as a soloist? A, Emma Bunton. B, Jerry Halliwell. C, Mel C. You've put...
Jerry Halliwell.
Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I just remember having a solo hit, definitely. I don't know much about the other two.
Right. If this is right, you are through with £7,000. Here we go. Good luck. The correct answer is... It is Mel C. You're staying where you are. If the chaser's put Mel C, you're out. Do you think he knows it?
Yes.
Chaser has put... Yes, goes right. Chaser.
Massive sigh of relief from me. It's not often I get rid of a player as good as Tim. The sense of relief as well is looking at these three, I don't think any of them are going to have the courage to go high.
All right, well, actually not good for us, though, Tim.
Sorry,
first player up and first player out. You have been caught and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next to face the chaser, it's Margaret. Welcome to the show, Margaret.
Thank you,
Sad
Bradley.
To lose Tim, first player up. That's the way it goes, though.
Yep.
The mantle's passed you. You've now got to really go for it. What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Wow. What did you do when you was working?
I worked as a civil servant, so I worked for English Nature, which is now Natural England, and I was the lady who paid out the farmers when we told them they couldn't do something on their land because there was a rare orchid or something.
Let's just say I'm a farmer. Mm-hmm. I own 1,000 acres. Right in the middle of my farm, there's an orchid growing. I can't plough it?
Well, you couldn't plough the area where the orchid was.
Say I had 500 orchids dotted all over my land. I wouldn't be allowed to plough my land?
No, you'd be a very wealthy man, Bradley.
Kidding me?
No.
Wouldn't it just be cheaper to... I mean, no disrespect, Mark. An orchid's an orchid.
Well, no, not necessarily an orchid. It could be a rare bird or... anything, really.
I've got to be honest with you. If I'm ploughing a field and a rare bird hasn't got the sense to fly off when I come along at my plough... Is this a wind-up, Margaret?
No, it isn't, Bradley. I'm sorry.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I write a little column called Ladies Who Lunch, and I'd like to take my ladies to Dartmoor to Michael Caine's restaurant at Gidley Park.
Excellent. Good stuff. Are you ready?
I think so.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Which French woman was the subject of the biography subtitled A Life in Wax?
Madame Tussauds.
Correct. Who is the chief character in the Tomb Raider computer game series?
Lara Croft.
Correct. Frederick Banting's the youngest ever winner of what Nobel Prize?
I don't know.
Medicine. Islam's holiest mosque, the Masjid al-Haram, is in what city of Saudi Arabia?
Oh, Islamabad.
Mecca. A double bagel is what score in a tennis match?
Pass.
Six Love, Six Love. What rock band recorded the number one album, No Sleep Till Hammersmith?
Pass.
Motorhead. In 1961, which Russian's flight into space lasted 108 minutes?
Pass.
Yuri Gagarin. Who played Dr. Watson to Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jude Law. Oh. Shopaholic to the Stars is a 2014 novel by which female writer?
I don't know.
Sophie Kinsella. Dunedin in New Zealand has the Gaelic form... No time to get there for you, Margaret. £2,000. I cannot believe you didn't get Motorhead. All right, tricky questions there for you, I think. However, different ball game when we get to the table. Are you ready?
I am.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Paul.
You know and I know that wasn't that impressive, but you know what? You didn't get Yuri Gagarin and you did get Lara Croft. I'm making no predictions whatsoever.
That was quite frightening, yeah, it was. All right, let's put some money on the table, Margaret. £2,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
You might as well take this and get back £200.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Or shock the viewing public, £32,000.
Nice offer, thank you very much, Margaret. Have a chat with your team, Nick.
Margaret, you are really intelligent. You are a secret weapon. Go for the 2,000. You're more than capable of getting it. You really are.
Becky.
Yeah, definitely. Go for the 2,000. We want you back because you're really good.
Thank you very much, team. OK, 200, two grand, £32,000. Margaret, what'll it be?
I'll go for the middle. It's 2,000.
2,000 it is. It's what we come to the table with, chaser.
Very much the sensible offer there.
Indeed it is. Here we go. Margaret, for 2 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. In Greek mythology, whose prophecies about the Trojan horse were ignored by the citizens of Troy? A, Cassandra, B, Iphigenia, or C, Andromache? You've put Cassandra. Do you know this?
No. No.
No?
No.
Was that a yes or no?
It's definitely a no.
Are you sure?
It's a guess.
Correct answer is... Cassandra is correct. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right to Cassandra.
Very famous figure from the Trojan War.
Here's next question. Which of these is a film starring Julia Roberts? A, Mystic Pizza. B, Enigmatic Fries. Or C, Strange Kebab? You've put Mystic Pizza. Have you ever had a Mystic Pizza?
No.
You don't know what's in the box. It's frightening. Correct answer is... Mystic Pizza is right. Step close to home. Well played. Chase has put... Goes right. Also with Mystic Pizza. Here's the next question. On average, a human beard, if left untended, will grow how many inches in a year? A, 6. B, 16. C, 26. You've put 6.
Yes. Well, 16 seems a lot.
It does seem a lot.
26 is ridiculous.
OK, you've put 6. Correct answer is... It is 6. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... Go. Ooh. You're kidding, right?
I was forced to shave at school when I was 12, Bradley, so I was basing it on my own experience.
Oh, OK. Well, the game's opened up. It's good for us. Here's your next question. Edward Barrett was the father-in-law of which famous poet? A, Alfred Lord Tennyson. B, John Keats. C, Robert Browning. You've put Robert Browning. You like your poetry?
No.
You don't?
No, no. No, I've very, very common taste when it comes to literature.
A very common taste? E.L. James?
No.
Just testing. Correct answer is... It's Browning. Well done. Step closer to home. Chaser has put...
Should have got this one.
Yeah, he will get that. But, you know, stays within 4. That's OK. Yeah. This will one from home. It's very good. We could have actually gone for the higher amount, Chaser.
The key to that question is Elizabeth Barrett Browning, his wife.
All right.
She was also a famous poet.
Thank you. OK, here we go. One from home with 2 grand. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these figures is not usually depicted holding a trident? A, Neptune. B, Britannia. C, Odin. You've put Odin. Yes. Mm-hmm. Happy with that?
Yes.
What is Odin normally depicted holding then?
Pass.
A pass? What, like a bus pass?
Yes, yes. Ah. I just know the other two are usually holding a trident.
To go through with 2 grand, correct answer is... Odin's correct. Well played. All right, very good. And we'd have had 3 goes at 32 grand, by the way.
Poor old Tim with all that knowledge is out and Margaret with no knowledge whatsoever is back. I mean, that's pretty impressive, Margaret. Well done. You made it look very easy. getting through the head-to-head. So maybe Nick and Becky there will have a look at that and be brave and go for the higher offers you could have done with those.
Indeed, you could have. However, Margaret, you are through to the final chase.
Thank you
well
very
done.
Much.
Very
Thank
good. £2,000. There you go. Excellent stuff. All right, Margaret's through.
I don't mean to be disrespectful to Margaret, but she's going to need some help in that final chase. And that is where Nick and Becky's financial decisions come in.
Let's see what their financial decisions are, because Becky's up after the break. Can she add to the £2,000? I hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next place to chase it. It's Becky. Welcome to the show, Becky.
Thank you. Hello.
Looking forward to it?
Yes.
From Liverpool?
Yep, I am.
Good. And what do you do for a living?
I am a membership assistant at Liverpool Football Club.
OK, fair enough. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I'm a qualified marine biologist as well.
Right.
So, yes, I know. So I do like to do a lot of stuff like scuba diving and things like that, and I volunteer for the North West Wildlife Trust.
Right.
And do, like, beach surveys and stuff with the public.
Excellent stuff. Very good. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, to do with the marine biology, I would like to take my unwilling boyfriend to swim with great white sharks in Australia.
What's your unwilling boyfriend's name?
It's Steve.
OK. When you say swim with a shark, you mean, like, in that those cages, that sort of thing?
No, I'd like to do it without the cage. So, yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that.
You probably can't, but I might just dive in somewhere. No, you can do it. They're very friendly.
I've no doubt you can do it, but I'm not sure whether the sharks understand their side of the bargain.
Oh, they're misunderstood.
OK. Let's get you and Steve swimming with the sharks. No wonder he's unwilling. Right. Good luck. Your time starts now. Complete the phrase, where there's smoke, there's what?
Fire.
Correct. How many royal flushes can be dealt from a standard pack of playing cards?
Four.
Correct. Which British male had a 2014 hit with I'm Not the Only One?
Daniel Bedingfield.
Sam Smith. What word was added to Madrid Football Club's name by Alfonso XIII?
Real.
Correct. What European country has the International Vehicle Registration Code DK?
Denmark.
Correct. In 1798, which Englishman developed the first modern vaccine?
Oh, Louis Pasteur.
Edward Jenner. Ruby and Rose were maids in what 1970s TV drama series?
Pass.
Upstairs, Downstairs. What man from classical myth is the title of a James Joyce novel?
Ulysses.
Correct. A second film version of what British sitcom was released in August 2014?
The Office.
The In-Betweeners. Carbolic acid is a compound of hydrogen, oxygen and what other element?
Oh, pass.
Carbon. I Meant You No Harm's a song from what Motown-inspired musical?
Pass.
Dreamgirls. Becky, £5,000.
Great, yeah.
No, that's excellent.
Good.
You're a better player than that as well.
Let's hope.
Yeah, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Becky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You are a lot better at general knowledge than you are at risk assessments. Fair play you, Becky. You've got a chance of winning that money and providing some sharks with a plentiful dinner.
Let's put some money on the table, Becky. There you are, 3 steps ahead of the cinema with 5K. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
Not expect you to take this, £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
You're good, but I don't think you're this total good. £43,000.
Oh. Big money, that. Have a chat with your team, £43,000. Nick.
I was going to say, Becky, £5,000, but £43,000, that's a lot of money. You're good enough for it, but it's up to you.
Margaret.
We need you back, we really do. So, yeah. If you're happy, go for whatever you want.
Thank you, team. All right, Becky, let's face the table. £43,000, what'll it be?
Well, 43 is really nice, but 5's a lot to me as well, so I'll stick with that.
5 it is, thanks. Chaser?
Fair enough, that'll get you to Australia.
Let's do this. Becky, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which American TV crime series has spin-off shows called Criminal Intent and Special Victims Unit? A, Law and Order. B, CSI. C, Without a Trace. You've put Law and Order.
I had no idea, to be honest. Just guessed.
Right. Correct answer is... Law and Order is correct. Step close to home. Well played. Chaser has put... Goes right also with Law and Order.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of the British series. It's tremendous. It's probably the best thing I've ever seen on telly. And it's the acting that really makes it good.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Here's your question. Tintacao and Torriga Franca are two of the main grapes used for making which wine? A, Rioja, B, Port, C, Sherry. Clues in the question. You've put Rioja.
I know it's a Spanish wine, I just guessed again.
Right. Correct answer is... it's Port. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. You should get this. And does. Very good.
There's that little squiggle above the A in cow that suggests that it's Portuguese rather than Spanish.
Here's your next question. Chaser's two behind. Which London Monopoly board property costs £350? A, Bond Street. B, Park Lane. C, Trafalgar Square. You've put Bond Street. When was the last time you played Monopoly?
We play it quite regularly at home, actually, so everyone will be laughing at that if it's wrong.
They're good ones to get, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Park Lane it is. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Park Lane. Best ones to get are Whitechapel on Old Kent Road. Yeah. Really, really cheap. But you get everyone coming round the corner and they're bound to land on them. Right bang smack in there is the super tax. That skints them completely for their 200 to come round. Then if you buy the train station that's on the backs onto that and a couple of blue ones, Euston and Pentonville, game's over, love. And then if they get past you, they end up in jail. Takes them three turns to throw out or they have to buy themselves out with 50 quid. Oh, it's a waste of time, that game. All right, Chase has moved to within one. We are four from home. £5,000. Good job we didn't go for the 43 grand, Nick. All right, here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. In which decade of the 20th century was there only one general election? A, 1920s. B, 1930s. C, 1940s. You've put 40s.
Again, it's a guess, unfortunately, purely because of the war. I thought maybe there was one.
Correct answer is... absolutely right. Step closer to home. Well done, Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right to the 40s.
Well played, Becky. Well worked out. 1945, famously victorious World War II Prime Minister Winston Churchill was beaten by Clement Attlee in the 45 election.
How could you beat Churchill after it became so instrumental in winning war?
And it was one of the most famous election victories.
It's mad, isn't it? Here's your next question. Portia is the name of a character in The Merchant of Venice and which other Shakespeare play? A, Julius Caesar. B, King Lear. C, Love's Labour's Lost. Got to get this right, Becky. This has to be right. He will know this. You've put King Lear.
It's a guess again. Terribly.
Well, there's been some tough questions, that's for sure. King Lear, if it's right, you're still in the game. If it's wrong, we give the chaser the chance to take us out three from home. Correct answer is good luck. It's Julius Caesar, staying where you are. Do you think he knows it?
Yeah, I think he'll know something like that.
Chaser has put. We need him to go wrong here. If he's right, we're out. Yeah, it goes right with Caesar. Sorry, Becky. Tough, that, Chaser.
Did it at O-level in the mid-'80s, so Porsche was there in my head.
Right, there you are. OK, Becky, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You're another player of mine. Bites the dust. You have been caught. A view of the chase is over. Thank you. Playing well.
Yeah, it seems to be going all right so far, but I never take things for granted, Bradley, to quote the great philosopher Sean Wallace, and there's still seat four to come. And Nick, having urged Becky to go high, will hopefully make amends by going high himself.
We shall see. Only £2,000 in the prize fund. Margaret is through. She will need help. Will it come in the shape of Nick? And will he add to the two grand? Find out after the break. Well, Welcome back, last up. It's Nick. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hi, Bradley.
What is it you do for a living?
I build operating theatres all around the UK, NHS and private.
OK, what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I do a lot of things. I sing as a singer in a function band, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, anything.
What's the name of the band?
Called The Other Commitments.
The Other Commitments.
It was based upon the film The Commitments when we first started, but things have moved on since then, and we now do soul, funk and disco.
Good for you. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I was born in New Zealand, and my children haven't been out, so I'd like to take my sons, Lewis and Owen, to New Zealand, show them where I was born.
All right, Nick, well, I wish you luck. Let's get you and the folks back to New Zealand. Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. The Great Pyramid of Khufu was built by what ancient civilization?
The Egyptians.
Correct. What London football team has mascots called Hammerhead and Bubbles?
West Ham.
Correct. Rosamund Pike plays Amy Dunn, the title character in what 2014 film?
Pass.
Gone Girl. Vendredi, the French word for Friday, is named after which Roman goddess?
Vulcan.
Venus. Glaucoma is a condition that can affect which of the five senses?
Your eyes.
No, it's sight. The world's tallest twin towers are named after what company?
Patronus.
Correct. The Thai energy drink Krating Deng was adapted as what drink in the West?
Coca-Cola.
Red Bull. Who drove the pink Rolls-Royce in the TV series Thunderbirds?
Lady Knurby.
It's Parker. What device is used in the home to remove moisture from the air?
Dehumidifier.
Correct. Hansard is the official record of the House of Commons and where else?
The Lords.
House of Lords, correct. Commander was a hit for which former member of Destiny's Child?
Pass.
Kelly Rowland. Which of Aesop's fables is about the young shepherd who repeatedly lies? Would have been?
Something like the wolf. It's Boy Cry Wolf.
Yes, but we were out of time, Nick. Bad luck, mate. $5,000.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I would say, yeah. You ready?
Yes, of course I am.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Paul.
Let me analyse your performance. Good, actually. Some good, fast answers. An excellent answer on Patronus. I think you're a little bit better than Becky, and you told her to go high.
Nice one. Let's put some money on the table. $5,000, three steps ahead of the cinema. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the Chaser will get you an offer of...
Check this out for a reward. £58,000.
Love it. Have a chat with Margaret. $58,000. Margaret, what do you say?
Well, it sounds a wonderful amount, but I just need you here. It's very lonely on my own.
All right.
So... 5, I think.
Oh, OK. 1, 5, 58,000. You're only here once. Nick, what'll it be?
You are only here once. I want to get back. I want to give myself every chance to get back. It's 1,000.
Modern.
What?
It's 1,000.
£1,000 it is. Chaser?
Enjoy that canoe trip to New Zealand.
Right. Ah, you're a much better player than that. Nick, for a grand, the chase is on. Right with you. Let's do this. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these animals lays eggs? A, crocodile. B, dolphin. C, walrus. You've put crocodile.
Yeah, does, definitely.
Correct answer is... crocodile's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... goes right also with crocodile.
£58,000.
Here's next question. The Jersey Battle of Flowers was first held to celebrate the coronation of which king? A, George I. B, William IV. C, Edward VII. You've put... William IV.
I think I've messed up on that one, to be honest with you. I didn't know the answer, but I'm not even sure there's been a William IV, has there?
Correct answer is... it's Edward VII. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... yeah, goes right, Edward VII. Moves to within three, with three from home. Here's the next question. The numbers used today, consisting of the digits 0 to 9, are from what numeral system? A, Roman. B, Arabic. C, Chinese. You've put... Arabic.
Yeah, it's definitely not Roman, because Romans were the X's and the V's. It could be Chinese, but... Arabic seems like a good answer, Chelsea.
Correct answer is... Arabic is right. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... goes right also with Arabic. Here's the next question. Which of these is a fly-on-the-wall TV show filming 18 to 24-year-olds on holiday? A, the Magaluf Weekender, B, the Ibiza All-Nighter, or C, the Cavos Bender? You've put the Ibiza All-Nighter.
Yeah, when I was young, I went to Ibiza. It was the place to go for a party, so it seems logical answer, to be honest with you.
Correct answer is... Well, what about that? It's the Magaluf Weekender. It's, wow, crikey. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right with the Magaluf Weekender. How did you get that?
I've actually seen it. And the weird thing about these reality shows showing 18 to 24-year-olds on holiday, they're never at the museum. I mean, they're never at the art gallery. It's always what they do after one in the morning, and it's never what they do during the day.
Here's your next question. Which of these is a type of woolen fabric? A, serge, B, pierre, or C, Jacques? You've put... serge.
I'm not great on my fabrics, to be honest with you, Bradley. I was going for a quick answer to try and unsettle him, but he obviously knows it.
Correct answer is... got to get it right, though. Serge is correct. Well played. Got lucky. Well done. One from home. Chase has put. Also goes with Serge. Remains the two behind. We're one from home. Good luck. Here's your next question. Which comedian said marriage is a wonderful invention, but then again, so is a bicycle repair kit? A, Stanley Baxter. B, Frankie Boyle. C, Billy Connolly. You've put Stanley Baxter.
It doesn't sound like something Frankie Boyle would say, for a start. And Billy Connolly, yeah, I don't know. It just has to be Stanley Baxter. He's an old-timer, isn't he?
Correct answer is, to go through with £1,000... Billy Connolly there, probably in his early days, I guess, staying where you are. Chaser has put time to close the gap for the Chaser now. And he does, moves to within one.
Gut instinct and not and knowing it wasn't Frankie Boyle.
Here we go. Here's your question. Which Westlife member was a goalkeeper for Leeds United and part of the 1997 FA Youth Cup winning squad? A, Nicky Byrne. B, Brian McFadden. C, Kian Egan. You've put Kian Egan.
Again, it's a guess. It's a you know, young person's question, really. But I seem to recall Kian Egan playing football a little bit, so it seems like a logical move.
All right, you've put C, Kian Egan. If it's right, you're through with £1,000. If it's wrong, I suspect the chaser will know this fact and you're out. Good luck. Correct answer is... yeah. It's Nicky Byrne, staying where you are. If the chaser's put Nicky Byrne, you are out. Chaser has put... yes, goes with Nicky Byrne, takes us out one from home. Chaser?
Occasionally you watch these semi-professional celebrity soccer six-type tournaments. I just had an inkling that I'd seen Nicky Byrne playing in, like, an Irish team
right.
in one of those tournaments, and I just couldn't picture it being the other two.
Right, thank you very much. Doesn't really help us. However, Nick, sorry to lose you, but you have been caught, and for you, the chase is
over. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you.
Margaret. Sorry about that. The best thing I would do is wish you good luck. It's not easy in that seat on your own, and good luck in that final chase.
Thank you.
I am the strong favourite to win. There's no real getting around that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I will. Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. Only Margaret's made it through to the final chase. There's £2,000 in the prize fund. Will Margaret take it home and outrun our chaser one more time? I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Only Margaret has made it through to the final chase. There was £2,000 in the prize fund, though. During the break, Margaret had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
set A.
Set A, which means, of course, the Cineman gets set B. Only you have made it through to the final, Margaret. That means you get a one-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. I wish you luck, Margaret. Your time starts now. What metal's the main component of steel?
Iron.
Correct. ITV's World of Sport programme was broadcast on what day?
On a Saturday.
Correct. England's three highest peaks are in what national park?
Snowdonia.
Lake District. What type of creature is a kakapo?
Pass.
Bird. An oculist specialises in conditions of what organ?
The eye.
Correct. Valhalla's a famous US venue in what sport?
Basketball.
Golf. What British jump jet went into service in 1969?
Tornado.
Harrier. Which Russian declined the Nobel Literature Prize in 1958?
Pass.
Boris Pasternak. A French tarte au citron is made with what fruit?
Lemons.
Correct. Who played the hitman Vincent in the film Collateral?
Pass.
Tom Cruise. Which of Japan's four main islands is furthest north?
Honshu.
Hokkaido. Who was the leader of the Soviet Union when the Berlin Wall fell?
Khrushchev.
Gorbachev. The trio Young Fathers won what UK Music Prize in 2014?
I don't know.
Mercury Prize. How many metres long is an Olympic swimming pool?
50.
Correct. What American company makes the Essex Grand Piano?
Ooh. Pass.
Steinway. A Siberian and Bengal are types of what big cat?
Tiger.
Correct. Jonathan Kent's the adoptive father of which superhero?
Clark Kent.
Yes, I'll accept that. Superman. Which conquistador founded the city of Lima in Peru?
I don't know.
Francisco Pizarro. Bertolt Brecht's plays were first written in what language?
German.
Correct. In Coronation Street, who is Sophie Webster's mother?
Mother. Pass.
Sally Webster. In US politics, who are the main rivals of the Republicans?
The Democrats.
Correct. What does the E stand for in the term e-learning?
Pass.
Electronic. Which American wrote the novel Mockingjay? Answer would have been Suzanne Collins. Not a bad effort, though, Margaret. 10.
Yes.
What do you think? Pushbacks?
Well, hope so, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time to bring back the chaser. OK, we need some pushbacks, but you did what you set out to do, and that was get rid of support.
Yeah, and you know the old cliché, we don't take anything for granted. All I'll say at the moment is it wasn't in your game plan to be sat there on your own at the end, and well done for keeping your nerve and your composure under pressure.
Thank you. Cool. And now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then Margaret gets it right. She pushes him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. The Zambezi River's on what continent?
Africa.
Correct. Which of Disney's seven dwarfs has a name meaning shy?
Bashful.
Correct. What's the star sign of someone born an Epiphany?
Capricorn.
Correct. Sealy ham's a breed of what dog?
Terrier.
Correct. Ribera del Duero is a Spanish variety of what drink?
Sherry.
Stop the clock.
Port.
It's wrong. Correct answer. Wine.
Wine, isn't it?
Just wine, yeah. Ribera del Duero. OK, Chaser, your time starts again now. Under what names did Ant and Dec have 10 top 40 hits?
PJ and Duncan.
Correct. What country is home to Lada cars?
Lada. The Czech Republic?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Czechoslovakia.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Russia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you are. Chaser, your time starts again now. The Prisoner's Chorus is in what Beethoven opera?
Fidelio.
Correct. Lambda is the 11th letter in what alphabet?
Greek.
Correct. The DiMarco family featured in what TV soap?
EastEnders.
Correct. Quezon City is the most populous city in what?
Philippines.
Correct. In 2009, who was re-elected as Chancellor of Germany?
Angela Merkel.
OK, Margaret, two opportunities of pushback, none executed, unfortunately. Mm. Caught with 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining, tall order with only setting 10. I thought you played really well. How do you feel?
OK. Good. I've enjoyed my day.
You have enjoyed your day?
I only came to meet you.
You did? You could have saved all that bother, Margaret, and I could have come to yours.
Yes.
I've got to take away the £2,000, Margaret.
OK.
Lovely playing alongside you. Lovely to meet you. However, Margaret, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is finally over. Chaser.
Well, Margaret, bless her, was left as the fool guy there for a series of questions that didn't quite go their way in their head-to-heads. At the age of 45, I'm just pleased that this game turned on my knowledge of the Spice Girls and Westlife.
It certainly did. So, there you are. The chaser takes Margaret out with 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining. That begs the question, of course, could you take home some money from one of our chasers? Well, if you think you're clever enough, please come and have a go. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.